Chair declares that Nan Eileen Mee has been duly elected Regent of the University of the State of New York from the 1st Judicial District.
The vote to elect Nan Mead, along with Luis Reyes and Elizabeth Hackinson, to the State Board of Regents means that the majority of the board now disagrees with the direction of the previous leadership under outgoing Chancellor Merrill Tisch and former Education Commissioner John King. They tried to fast-track the new Common Core learning standards and rely more heavily on standardized tests to evaluate students and their teachers. That led to sometimes tumultuous meetings with parents, a poor relationship with the teachers' union, and a boycott movement that led to 20% of students last spring opting out of the tests. Reyes, a Spanish language professor at the City University of New York, was backed by leaders of the opt-out movement. Reyes has worked for the rights of bilingual immigrant children, and he represented Manhattan on the New York City Board of Education for 8 years.
I certainly support the right of parents to opt out, with full information about what their options are. And I believe that the regents and the commissioner should take seriously why there is an opt-out movement, because it is growing throughout the country.
Reyes says he does not expect his election and that of the other new regents to immediately quiet the movement. He says the board has to rebuild and re-earn the confidence of the public again.
What is going to make a difference is to have a board of 17 members that can win the trust of parents, of students, of teachers, of elected officials, and of stakeholders throughout the state.
Lisa Rudley, a founding member of the Opt Out Movement Group, New York State Allies for Public Education, says she's encouraged by the election of the new regents.
We've been seeing a change with the Board of Regents for the last 3 years, and there's been about essentially a 50% turnover of the members of the board.
But she says the state will still be giving the students basically the same exams this spring as last year. The state's new education commissioner, Mary Ellen Elia, has shortened the tests and will give students more time to complete them. But Rudley says she wants to see more changes first before she and others are ready to buy back into the system.
A real analysis and a real cutting back of the test and making sure that they're appropriate has not happened. So I anticipate, while I can't predict what the numbers will be, what I can tell you is that opt-out is definitely not going away.
Governor Cuomo, who does not directly control the Education Department, has nevertheless been active in steering its policies. Last year, he convinced state lawmakers to put into the state budget a provision to rely more heavily on test results to evaluate teachers. Since then, the governor appointed a commission that reversed that policy and recommended instead a 4-year delay on using the test results to rank teachers or students. The regents quickly adopted that. Assembly Education Committee Chair Kathy Nolan says she knew the plan was never sustainable.
In the end, cooler heads do prevail. The governor, you know, common sense prevailed, and he put a good commission together that recommended a moratorium. That doesn't mean we're sort of off the hook, right? The issue is still out there.
Merrill Tisch, who's been chancellor for 7 years and on the Regents Board for 2 decades, decided not to seek another term. The 2 other vacancies were created by the vice chancellor, who also decided not to run again, and 1 other regent. With Tisch leaving the board, a new chancellor will be chosen at the March meeting. The frontrunner is Dr. Betty Rosa, who has served in many posts with the New York City Department of Education, including overseeing all public schools in the Bronx. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.